Sydney Airports has reported their first half result, and in the process highlighting so many of the challenges that are facing travel-related operators at the moment. So precisely what happened in the first half of the year. In terms of their financial performance, they posted a loss of almost $52 million. So that was compared to a profit of almost $200 million in the same time last year, a decline of 126%. And that result was actually a little bit better than what the market had anticipated. The average of analyst expectations on Bloomberg was closer to $54 million in terms of a loss. As you might reasonably expect under the circumstances, there was a pretty substantial fall in the revenue measure as well. That was down by 36%, coming in at $511 million. And again, that was better than what the market had anticipated by a pretty decent margin. The average of expectations on Bloomberg was for that measure to come in at around $419 million. So precisely why was their financial performance impacted this way? Well, it's pretty straightforward when it comes to an operator of an airport. Passenger and plane movements equals profit. And just to give you a sense of precisely the retrenchment in the numbers of people moving through the airport over the course of the first half of the year, in the first 6 months, we saw 9.4 million people move through the airport. But the real story is told in terms of the difference between the quarters. In the first quarter, we saw 9 million people pass through Sydney Airport. In the second quarter, it was 400,000. That is what you call a falling off a cliff in terms of a measurement. So their aeronautical revenue is fundamental to their profitability. It makes up about a half of their overall revenue, and this measure was down by 52%. Retail is obviously a massive part of what happens when you go out to an airport. That's why you get there several hours earlier. And that measure makes up about a quarter of their total revenue. And that was down by 20% over the course of the period. So the saving grace in these numbers came from their ability to move quickly when it comes to containing costs. And costs were down by 20% over the course of the first half. They're expecting their overall costs for the full year to be down by about 35%. So that's an important outcome. So where to from here? An important part of the announcement was that they will be raising $2 billion in capital. So they're doing that to bolster their financial position. And that really all ties into the uncertainty for the airport operator over the course of the medium term, when we still really don't know much about when international and domestic travel is going to recover to some sort of normality. They won't be paying an interim dividend, nor will they be for the foreseeable future until that clarity is delivered to them. And then we see the performance of the shares. So in year-to-date terms, the ASX 200 is down by 8%. Sydney Airport shares are down by 40%. And that probably sums things up in terms of how investors are thinking about the ongoing risks in relation to what COVID-19 will mean in the medium term for travel-related stocks.